This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Taliban insurgents tightened their grip on Afghanistan on Friday, taking control of the second and third biggest cities as Western embassies prepare to send in troops to help evacuate staff from the capital, Kabul. The capture of Kandahar in the south and Herat in the west after days of clashes is a devastating setback for the government as the Taliban advances turn into a rout. The defeats have fueled concern that the U.S.-backed government could fall to the insurgents within weeks as international forces complete their withdrawal after 20 years of war. A senior U.S. defense official says there's concern the Taliban could make a move on Kabul in days, but Washington is hoping Afghan security forces will put up more resistance as the insurgents move closer to the capital. The fighting has also raised fears of a refugee crisis and a rollback of gains in human rights. The UN claims some 400,000 civilians have been forced from their homes since the beginning of the year, a quarter million since May. The death toll from Turkey's flash flood soared to 31 on Friday as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visited one of the hardest hit cities to lead a prayer for the victims and pledge government help. The devastation across Turkey's northern Black Sea regions come just as the disaster-hit country was getting control over hundreds of wildfires that killed 8 people and destroyed forests in the south. Scientists believe such natural disasters are becoming more intense and frequent because of global warming caused by polluting emissions. Turkey's rugged Black Sea coast is dotted with villages built along valleys that frequently experience heavy flooding in the summer months. But some longtime residents of the region said this year's flooding was the worst that they could recall. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Firefighters finally made headway Friday against wildfires that have raged across northern Algeria for days. But as nationwide prayers were held for the dead, anger is growing that the country was so ill-prepared. Emergency services said fire crews backed by army engineers and civilian volunteers were still battling some 35 wildfires across around a dozen provinces, but the deadly blazes in the worst hit province were largely extinguished. At least 71 people have died since Monday, according to the latest official toll. Authorities have said many of the fires were of, quote, criminal origin. Seasonal wildfires are nothing new in Algeria, but this time, high winds fueled the rapid spread of flames in tinder dry conditions created by a heat wave across North Africa and the wider Mediterranean. Meteorologists expect the regional heat wave to continue until the end of the week after temperatures in Algeria reach 50 degrees Celsius or 122 degrees Fahrenheit. Britain's first mass shooting in more than a decade left 6 dead, including the gunman, and police said Friday the motive is unclear. But there's no immediate signs the crime was an act of terrorism or connected to right-wing groups. Police identified the shooter as a 22-year-old and said he had a gun license but revealed few other details. Witnesses reported he used a pump-action shotgun in his rampage on Thursday night in Plymouth in southwest Britain. There are strict firearm controls in the country and gun crimes are rare. Police say he killed a 3-year-old girl and the other victims ranged in age from 33 to 66. Eyewitnesses told officers he shot himself before police arrived. Police in Thailand's capital fired rubber bullets and tear gas on Friday to stop hundreds of protesters who were attempting to march to the prime minister's residence to demand he resign over his handling of the country's coronavirus crisis. It was the third anti-government protest in Bangkok this week, blocked by police with tear gas and rubber bullets. Hundreds of protesters gathered and burned a large pile of spoiled fruit to symbolize the economic costs of what they called the government's failure to properly control the outbreak. Thailand reported a record more than 23,000 new COVID-19 cases on Friday. The government has been criticized heavily for failing to procure timely and adequate vaccines. And Italian firefighters continue to battle blazes in the southern regions of Italy into Friday as forecasters predict record temperatures will continue through the weekend. Fire officials said Thursday they carried out more than 500 operations in 12 hours, half of them in Sicily, where the situation is under control after flames threatened homes and structures the whole night. Water bombing planes and helicopters were deployed to support ground crews. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.